Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Turn off the radio.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of bed this morning.
Whose side is that?
Someone's grumpy.
Right. I'm grumpy.
I'm sleepy.
Grumpy? I'm sleepy.
I'm sorry I'm so grumpy.
I just haven't had my coffee yet.
I haven't even had my coffee yet.
I need caffeine.
Sounds like you have a big problem.
I don't have a problem.
But you will.
If I don't get
coffee.
Okay.
I think I'll go and brew some coffee.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
6:04, Mike and Carla Morning Show with our executive producer, Morty. It is Thursday morning already, Carla. Thursday morning.
I know it is. Next in line, boy, I'll tell you, there was quite a line at Starbucks this morning. We haven't been in like a week, and hate to say it, but the manager was late this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. People waiting outside. It's all dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that walk of shame?
Oh, yeah.
When you have to walk past everyone to get in.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, everybody looked at their watch. Tapping their foot. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Late night, last night, what happened? Huh?
Why do we have to suffer?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I felt.
By the way, for the record, Carla made the run, not for us, but for herself, to make herself feel better.
I did. I wanted to feel. It makes me happy today because I haven't eaten very much in the last couple of days because I couldn't taste food. And I can taste food today, so it makes me very happy. I know. It makes me very happy. Got a little hors d'oeuvre platter and a croissant.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. That hurts when I say that.
Well.
But, so I feel much better today.
Thank God.
I do.
And we can move on, getting ready for the weekend.
Can.
Of course, all next week we're on vacation. Bob Bishop going to be filling in for us.
Yeah.
So he'll keep you company.
Party night Saturday, though.
Yes.
End of summer bash. Looking very forward to that.
Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine, maybe some high clouds. Otherwise, going to be hot. High about 107.
Jeez.
107 today.
Whoosh.
87 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Jennifer Aniston says as long as she lives, she will not stop doing this.
Find out what that is, plus some other stories after the Bee Gees' Night Fever.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kevin Hart, you know, he had to have a lot of work done on his back. They say it's going to be a long recovery. Now, according to the 911 call, Kevin Hart was incoherent after his car accident. He will be released from the hospital probably, you know, towards the end of this weekend. But he'll need weeks of physical therapy to get back to normal. They say his life's going to be a little bit different for a while.
You know?
He was supposed to be on the first Kelly Clarkson show, but because of the accident, he couldn't be. So his friend The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, left his honeymoon to take his place, and he did the show, and it will air on Monday. Her show starts. So, I know. Always stepping in. Is there anything bad about him at all?
I don't know. Ask his wife.
Nothing. No, guess not, because she married him.
Honey, I have to bail.
Yeah.
On our honeymoon?
They've been together, though, for years before they got married.
Okay.
They got kids, the whole bit. So, I'm sure she didn't care. They're freaking perfect, those two. Might as well run for office, just the both of them. I don't even know her, but why not? Run for office.
You know what? Really? Why not?
Why not?
Why not The Rock?
He's done everything else at this point. He really has. He's done everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for him, man. Brad Pitt, he quit drinking. Says he went to AA after he split up with Angelina Jolie. He says, as only Brad could say, I had taken things as far as I could take it, so I removed my drinking privileges. It was actually very freeing.
Oh.
So I've heard people say that when they actually, not alcoholics per se, but people who maybe they think they're drinking too much, they'll quit for a month. It's like, wow, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So, and in a recent interview, Jennifer Aniston says she will never, ever stop coloring her hair. She doesn't want to go gray. I hear you, sister Jennifer. I hear you, honey. I'll blonde it up till the day I die. And Netflix has renewed Gracie and Frank for a seventh and final season. And I can't wait. It's one of my favorite shows.
All right.
Love it.
You wouldn't want that. I know a lot of women enjoy that total gray look.
If you have, there's a certain gray that looks really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of silvery. But not everybody has that. You have a good gray. You have a real good gray.
A little bit.
But
I'm the only one in my family out of my sisters and brother that haven't gone totally gray.
Okay. And my parents didn't do it till much later.
Yeah.
And I know I have some, but I don't, it's like, just cover that up.
I keep telling them it's my good Christian lifestyle, and they laugh at me.
Yes, that's, I can see why.
Bud Light and Timber's giving you the ultimate prize package for Mike and Carlin's End of Summer Bash. Check this out. You can win free tickets and overnight stay at the Golden Nugget right there downtown. Meet and greet passes and a lot more. You can register at Timbers, 4061 North Rancho, just north of Alexander. We're going to be out there tomorrow from 6 to 8 with the official drawing. So if you're not doing anything, stop by, say hi. Food and drink specials. You can get more details by tapping on the KKLZ free app or simply going to 96.3kklz.com. We always say you got to be careful what you say. You never know who's listening.
Yeah.
Got a series of texts from my sister Barb. Do I look gray? Yeah. Do I look gray?
Yeah, I figured that would come through. You don't to me, Barb.
Heck no. She goes, I heard you.
Yeah.
Blonde forever. I'm not gray.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then she even shot a picture of her roots.
There, yeah.
That is such a woman thing.
Yeah, it is.
She looks fabulous for her age.
I actually love if you are still listening, Barb, I love your hair color. And you do look great. Don't listen to your brother. He's a dumb boy. He's a dumb boy, and he has cooties, Barb. So you know that.
Exactly. You know what? Just got a text. My love to Carla. Well, of course. I'm the dumb boy, and my love to Carla.
Yes, exactly. Wow. No, your sister looks great.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah, both of your sisters do.
They do.
Your brother, Tom, now, I don't know what happened. I'm kidding.
I think he's adopted. All right, it's Brian Adams in heaven.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know why people are texting in now about their gray hair, but they seem to be.
Linda said, covering gray hair. I call it rabbit hunting to get rid of those grays. She said, and I'm quite certain I've covered tuition for most of Miss Clairol's children.
Nice.
So there you go.
You've done your part. 6:40, 20 before 7 o'clock. We've talked about this before. Carla not feeling well. But this is funny because we've all been there.
Yeah.
You couldn't sleep last night.
No,
you stay up.
I could not fall asleep at all. So, I stayed up and I watched Legally Blonde and Dirty Dancing for like, I don't even know, the 25th time I think I've seen that movie.
Right.
And and I thought, well, I'll just watch it just till this part. And then, I had to watch it all the way through. Mm-hmm. I had to watch it all the way through and see how Elle did. Of course, in law school, she won the case again.
Again.
For the 10th time I've seen it. And Dirty Dancing, I think I know the dialogue in that movie. I really do.
To this day, I still think I Carried a Watermelon is the best line in that movie.
It is good. It's a little lost, I think, because you don't really know what's going on at that point. Mm-hmm. But I Carried a Watermelon. And then she's like, I can't believe I just.
But we've all been there before. When you can't sleep, you don't feel well.
Yes.
You stay up, you end up staying up all night by yourself.
Yeah.
And looking at, just looking to find something.
Yeah. And I was all stuffed up. It was breaking up last night. So, you have the pillow propped up and you're kind of sitting up in bed. It was that thing. And I really thought, and then Legally Blonde 2 came on and I thought, well, I can't start this one now because I'll get no sleep at all. But I started it. Didn't get all the way through it. I finally fell asleep at, I think, like midnight, probably. Wow. I know.
Anybody else? Okay. What's the weirdest thing, the oddest shows? Because that's the time where you watch the stuff that you normally wouldn't watch during the daytime.
You want something that's not real stimulating. You know, you don't want it to stim, but something you can still kind of pay attention to, or if you hear it, you want to know what it is.
702-739-9636. You're not feeling well. You're up by yourself. It's dark except for the glow of the TV on.
Yes.
And you're going through the guide and you think, I haven't seen this for a while.
Yeah. There
I'll just watch this. What is it?
Look, it's Judge Judy.
Could be a TV show or a movie.
Right.
Or a documentary.
Yeah.
Dial it up. Just talking about when you find yourself sick up by yourself all night long like Carla did the other night. What do you end up watching? Because normally it's something you wouldn't watch with anybody else during the day.
Right.
But if it's just you,
right,
all the lights are off, you just have that glow of the TV.
Yeah.
You can watch it by yourself. Nobody's bothering you. Haven't you seen this before?
Right, yeah.
You can just enjoy it.
Yeah, you just want some sort of noise on. This is pretty funny. Matthew said, you're going to laugh, but I watch the Home Shopping Network because it's so vapid and I don't have to concentrate.
You don't have to think.
Oh, my gosh.
That could be dangerous, though.
Oh, I agree.
Well, for somebody like you.
I totally agree.
Well, especially if you're sick and you're all hopped up.
I know. You're hopped up on goofers.
NyQuil, NyQuil.
Yeah, and it's like, what is it? J94321. Okay, I want that.
I bought a waffle maker.
I need that. An air fryer.
John, what about you? What did you catch yourself watching?
Finding Nemo.
If you've seen it, you don't have to pay attention.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I've watched it, if I counted correctly, at least 1,536 times.
No.
Wow.
Up to the point where I just got bored of it. If I was needing something to make myself fall asleep, I would put that on and then I would just sleep within the first 30 minutes of the movie.
How many kids do you have?
I don't have any.
Wow.
See, I thought that's why he was watching
it so many times. Yeah, exactly. God, you know, if I look at it that way, I should probably put in a Little Mermaid, something like that.
Uh-huh.
That I've seen a million times. Aladdin, something like that. Shawshank Redemption. That would be a good one to put me to sleep. I mean, it's good, but right. I know it. Good call, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, normally it's something you've seen before. You know it inside and out, but you can watch it by yourself. And eventually you're going to fall asleep because you got bored with this. Too funny. Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot. Some high clouds today, otherwise mostly sunshine. High of only 104. I thought maybe it was going to get a little hotter, but high of only 104 today.
Okay.
So we'll take
that. Right.
Same for tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend, too. 87 outside right now as you wake up. And a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up here in a couple of minutes.
38 million of you will do this at least once during this football season.
Going to find out what that is after Berlin.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a survey by the American Gaming Association revealed that 38 million Americans, or about 15% of the population, will bet on at least one NFL game this season. And it's up 20% from last year. Jeez.
Well, tonight they kick it off.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yes. Yep. The Bears and Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah. It's a good game to bet on right there, man.
It's a great game to bet on, and it's a great game to kick off the NFL season.
Yep.
Celebrating 100 years. The Chicago Bears, Soldier Field. Yeah. It has all the pageantry.
All the pageantry,
Yes, all the...
it's going to be... That will be a good game. I think that will be a very good game.
And,
yes.
And everything
right,
else.
Right, and sure.
Thank you, Norm Crosby. Okay.
All the circumventations, yes. And everybody, let's give them a standing ovulation, shall we? Let's do it.
Does anybody remember Norm
Crosby? My grandmother used to write for Norm Crosby.
Really?
She really did. She would screw up all of her friends. Phrasing and her expressions, and my dad would write them down and give them to Norm Crosby.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great story.
I still have a list of things that he wrote down for
me. He was the king.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Sorry to interrupt.
No. Hey, bad news, people. Cancer has overtaken heart disease as the number one cause of death in wealthier countries, which we are considered. Mm-hmm. So, something. How? How do we not have a cure for cancer? How have we not figured out a way to combat this horrible disease, hopefully soon? I hope in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really cool. A 6-year-old girl, and I posted this story on our website, 6-year-old girl in Arkansas, you can thank her, 6 years old. She said, you know, a friend of my mom's was in the Army. How come there aren't any Green Army women? So she wrote to a bunch of toy companies, and one of them said, we could do that. They're making Green Army women.
Nice.
They have the prototype out, the whole bit. It's really cool. And they have them also in with the Army men, you know. So you forget when you know, little young girls and boys, that's their world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their world. I posted this story, and there's also a picture of them on there. And it's pretty cool. The toy company is BMC Toys. They will not be ready this Christmas, but they will be ready next year. I know.
That was what I looked forward to as a kid.
Yeah.
getting that big green bag,
right?
That big bag of green army men, and they had different positions. Like you'd say, I need a ground guy,
right?
There was because they had a guy kneeling,
yeah.
They had a guy standing up,
they had the guy lying down,
yeah.
Too,
the sniper
avoiding.
Guy,
yeah. Well, it's so funny because people reading the comments on the page where they initially posted them, mm-hmm. They're like military guys who are saying, "Man, these look perfect." Because somebody said, well, the hips are wide. And they said, well, yeah, women's hips are wider. And when they have gear on,
they look even wider.
He's like, they're perfect. Military people are saying these are absolutely perfect. So little green army women as well. So, and then, you know, I'm sure somebody out there is going to make little green army babies because they're men and women together.
In the same bag.
Babies. Yes, exactly. So way to go, little six-year-old.
I love that.
Yeah.
And when I saw the story, I clicked on
it. Is that great?
Read it. If you want to do the same, you can like and link up with our Facebook page through our website, 96.3kklz.com. John's on the phone. John, what's up?
Hey, just a comment about those little Green Army soldiers. When I was a kid back in Albuquerque, my brothers and I, we lived on a farm. We used to dig our ditches and our trenches and set up hundreds of those soldiers. We'd twist off arms mm-hmm. and paint them with red fingernail polish. Now it looked like bloodied and casualties of war.
Oh, jeez.
We took those old black cat firecrackers.
Right.
Oh, my
God. And we'd bring them around, you know, and then blow up the hills and stuff.
Got a movie set going.
4 years. My sister passed away 4 years ago, and my brother and I haven't been back there since, you know, for 20 years.
Yeah.
So we're wandering around the place looking at all the stuff, bringing back memories, and we kicked over a clump of dirt. Here's these soldiers still buried out there in the ditch banks, and I mean, it was hilarious. Brought back so many memories.
Is awesome. Even as girls, those were the coolest thing. It was the simplest toy on earth, but you could do, I mean, you guys had a whole movie set going, which is so cool. Yep.
And the good thing for the parents, it was cheap and easy.
Yeah. I mean,
just get them another bag.
Yeah.
They're old. They were only like, I think like $5.
If even
that.
Oh my, I bought a bag for a friend of mine. He turned 40 a few years back, and I bought him a bag of them, and I happened to find them at like Walmart, I think it was. They were like $1.99, and
right.
There were like 100 of them.
Well, did you give the guys a respectful burial after all these years of being lost in action?
No.
Oh.
We didn't. We picked them up and put them in a bag, and Paul took some of them, and I took some of them.
Even better.
You have a great day, John. Thanks a lot for the call.
You guys are the best.
I love that.
Even after all those years,
know.
You know, you got to, well, no, but.
Come here.
We took them home. They're fine now. Okay. 7:26, it's Mellencamp and Jack and Diane.
Hey, wake up.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla read this article from a nutritionist.
Oh, actually, I heard her talking the other day.
And some of the stats kind of freaked you out a little bit.
Well, yeah. She was talking about how we don't get enough fiber. Nobody does. I mean, like, kids don't get enough fiber in their diets.
Mm-hmm.
And telling you what to eat. And they asked her, they said, well, what is regular for you? How often do you go? 3 to 5 times a day, she said.
Whoa.
3 to 5 times a day, she makes a poopy.
And you were shocked.
Shocked. Absolutely shocked. Because I started figuring that. So say it's 5 times. First of all, what work are you getting done? If you are in the bathroom
every
2. Well, if you work an 8-hour day, I mean, you're like every hour and a half. You're in there. But because of what she eats, she said, no, it's not a problem. It's good. It's they're the way they're supposed to be. Always keep wipes with you. Always have to have wipes with you. I mean, if you're doing 3 to 5 times a day. And I started thinking, I am so off.
3 to 5.
3 to 5 times a day.
Is a lot, even for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when you said 2 to 3.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's me.
Oh, man. Well, I am envious of you, Mike.
Well, how many times do you go?
Once. Maybe once
that's
a day?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was pretty, Morty and I thought we were pretty regular, but now we have poop envy with you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm regular as in time, like every other
like
day or every day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but not.
Okay. I thought you meant same time every day.
You can book it.
Excuse me. Got to hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mean to. I am so serious about this. I mean, I started wondering, am I off? Or you know, I had to read up. Now, I've been reading about this for the last, like, 2 days.
Doing research.
And it's okay if some people, like 3 to 5 times a week.
And here's what I've started doing.
If that's normal for you, then that's normal for you as long as that's consistent.
And here's what I've started doing since we've talked about this. I have now a bathroom journal.
You have a little journal.
Yeah, keeping track, time, and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Because, like I said, 2 to 3 times a day for me, that's not unusual.
Jeez, I'm so envious. I really am.
Anybody else?
Am I the one that's... Are me and Morty off? I mean...
702-739-9636.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me. You know, I want to know, like, what is normal for everybody else.
Listening this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've started now. Now, I went and bought, you know, like, Raisin Bran. I bought some. Cause
you want some oatmeal?
She was saying,
I have,
like,
oatmeal.
Well, yeah, that's what she was saying. Like, put, even if you eat oatmeal.
Yeah.
Put, like, fresh blueberries in it. Put some, like, bran flakes in it, even. Because that's still, it's like, how much fiber are we supposed to get?
A lot of it has to do with what I eat, too.
Yeah,
if I have, like, breakfast, like eggs and bacon.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just sit for about 45 minutes. It's like clockwork.
There are days, and you know, I don't drink a lot of coffee. There are days I have to pick up a nitro to just kind of
shoot things,
flush the system a little bit.
I'm gonna buy us a poop like a champion box cereal.
Yes, remember I mentioned that a few weeks ago. Yeah. I mentioned that a few weeks ago, and a lot of people say that works.
we'll eat a bowl every morning.
I just, if there is anyone out there, 3 to 5 times a day, what are you getting done?
Carla was a little alarmed after listening to a nutritionist say that she goes 3 to 5 times a day.
3 to 5 flipping times a day.
We're talking about number two.
Yeah.
You were kind of shocked.
Shocked. Totally.
Maybe not.
Totally.
People are texting in.
No, this is so interesting to me. Kristen said, when my diet is bad, 1 to 2 times a day. When it's good and I'm eating a lot more fiber, leafy greens, things like that.
Right.
3 to 4 times a day. What am I doing? Jillian said once a week for as long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah. First time a doctor asked about it, and he looked at me really surprised. I asked how often other people went. I was blown away. Who has time to go every single day? Jillian said.
Because you find yourself just sitting there going, well, I'm in here. Might as well relax.
Yes. And Tim says, he said, I'm not trying to be nuts with you guys. He said, but I used to go 3 to 5 times a day. Then I had somewhat of a life-changing poop, and now I make sure I go daily in fear of what might happen.
See, so I'm up to 2 to 3 times, and I thought
Okay.
Okay, Stacy's on the phone. Stacy, what about you?
Okay, I don't even understand people who are able to go on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get people who are that regular. I'm looking, like, once every 3 days, I guess.
What?
Oh, wow.
And they say, like I had just mentioned to you guys, I think, wrapping that up, if that's what you do each week, and that is what you absolutely do each week, that's okay, but but the hope is we get enough fiber in our diet to where we do it at least every day.
Well, is there something wrong with me then, doing it 2-3 times
a day? No, I think even Stacy would say we're a bit envious of you.
I am. I mean, clearly I need a lot more fiber in my life or something. I don't know.
And then I started thinking that maybe women, maybe we just don't go as often, but this was a female nutritionist. So I'm very confused.
I'm glad we can tackle anything on this show.
Well, we can, and I'm very, and maybe because I've been sick, it really stuck with me.
So
and I
got to
be honest, since I've been sick, everything has stuck with me. I can't. Stacy, thank you so much for the call.
You know what? I couldn't wait any longer. I had to go get my oatmeal.
Okay.
Normally,
right.
I'll have it a little bit later on in the morning, but with all the talk about
how many times
people go.
I'm sure.
And more fiber.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, man. You know what? And that's good that you do that, by the way. We had a nutritionist write in and say you need to eat more, especially men, by the way. So,
okay. Well.
Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Entertainment news coming up.
Yeah.
Tom Petty's wife did something really cool. And, Mike, I think you would love to do the same thing.
All right.
Really
sunshine
cool.
Today. Some high clouds. Otherwise, high near about 104. Same for tomorrow. It's about 89 outside right now. Entertainment, let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, Motley Crue fans. They've announced that they'll celebrate the 30th anniversary of Dr. Feelgood, the album.
All right.
They're doing a reissue. It's coming out on November 29th. It'll feature the full album, along with studio demos, with a deluxe edition containing the album on, it's like a Coke bottle green version of it. It'll come with a CD as well, 3 7-inch picture discs, a doctor's bag, prescription notepad, deck of playing cards, drumstick pens, pins, badges, all sorts of stuff. So if that was your album, this will be the one to buy.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner.
It is. Disney donating $1 million to the hurricane relief effort in the Bahamas. You see a lot of people now trying to help out. They were quite devastated. The Bahamas really, really took a hard hit from Hurricane Dorian. You can now rent the actual Jersey Shore house. Well, that sounds fun.
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why would you want to?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if vaccinations are included or not, but yay.
You might want to get
fun.
Them.
Yes, and Mike, listen to this. So Tom Petty's first wife, Jane, who he was still very close to, she has purchased his childhood home for $175,000. Now, he lived in this, it's a three-bedroom home, and he turned 12 when his family moved out of it. But she said, you know, when I went to the house, it had changed a lot, didn't quite look the same. But I thought, you know what, we should have it in the family. And so she's going to, you know, fix it up to where it looked kind of like it did when he was a kid. I think this is so cool.
I think a lot of people would like to do that.
Yes.
I wish I would have done that. I know you held on to your home for a while.
Quite some time. Now a dear, dear friend of our family owns it. So it's, which is cool. Yeah.
I just wish I would have been in that position.
I know.
When it was available.
Yeah, I know it. It's, I think it's great that she did that.
But,
okay. Nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Bud Light and Timbers. Listen to this. Giving you the ultimate prize package for Mike and Carla's end of summer bash. Check this out. You can win free tickets and overnight stay at the Golden Nugget right there downtown for Saturday night. Meet and greet passes and a lot more. You can stop by Timbers, 4061 North Rancho, just north of Alexander there. Tomorrow, we're going to be out there from 6 to 8. Stop by, say hi, register. If you want more details, tap on the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com. And, in fact, talking about end of summer bash, we have tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
And we will do that a little bit later on, next half hour at about 8:40. This is unbelievable. Last hour, we basically breached the topic of how many times do you go to the bathroom, and people are still texting in.
Yeah, they sure are. By the way, Chris said 2 times a day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. for the last 30 years. Good on you, man. Good on you. Now, somebody else just wrote in. It was very sweet. Thank you for the stimulating subject this morning. My colon enjoyed it as well. I was on the 215, barely made it in time to make the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And I'd already done the deed once this morning. I never go twice. So thank you. Adrian said, I cannot believe you guys asked the city how much we poop. Dang, I'm laughing so hard you guys made me spit out my coffee, and I almost did the deed. So, wow.
Yeah, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, high in fiber.
Yes, yes.
And it'll make you go all day.
Yeah, so. low
just
brow.
Our little gift to you. All right, those tickets for end of summer bash, we'll give those away in about 5-6 minutes. Sweet Home Alabama.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Here you go, a chance to win those tickets for the second annual Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. It's the Lost 80s Live Tour, biggest 80s party of the year, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Saturday night. Looking forward to it. It's going to be hit after hit after hit.
That is.
All right, to win, being Thursday, of course, is another segment of
Thespian 80s Theater.
Oh, my God. So hold on. Here we go. Hold on to nothing we knew. I feel so lonely way up here.
You mentioned the time we were together so long ago. Well, I don't remember.
All I know is it makes me feel good now.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was good.
All you have to do is identify that song those lyrics are from that scene by title.
Okay.
All right. Dial it up, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. Oh, my God. So hold on. Here we go. Hold on to nothing we knew. I feel so lonely way up here.
You mentioned the time we were together so long ago. Well, I don't remember.
All I know is it makes me feel good now. All right. So if you could identify that song by title from those lyrics, caller number 9, we're waiting for you. 702-739-9636. Good luck. giving you a chance to win those tickets for End of Summer Bash with another segment of
Thespian 80s Theater.
Oh, my God. So hold on. Here we go. Hold on to nothing we knew. I feel so lonely way up here.
You mentioned the time we were together so long ago. Well, I don't remember.
All I know is it makes me feel good now. All right, all you have to do is identify that song by title from those lyrics. Maria's on the phone, and Maria, can you do it?
Is it Only the Lonely by the Motel?
You are
yes.
right.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
You are a winner. By the way, check out our full visit with Martha Davis from the Motels on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. She is such a kick. She's very honest, very open, and looking forward to Saturday night, as I'm sure you are. End of Summer Bash, presented by Finley Toyota. It's the Lost 80s Live Tour. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Two pastors' wives in West Virginia got into it at the church back in May and ended up when one of them went to her car, got her gun, and fired one shot.
Okay, sure.
Fortunately, she wasn't a good shot. Nobody was hurt.
Fortunately.
But she was charged with wanton endangerment.
Wanton endangerment. Yeah. Okay.
So that's in West Virginia. Nobody died.
Well, that's a whole different country there in West Virginia.
This is why I always say it's not good to surprise people sometimes when they're not, especially if they don't expect it.
Right, right. That would be a surprise, sure.
Well, you know, like a lot of people say, oh, you're giving me a surprise party.
Right, no, I get you. I got you.
Okay, smart Alec. An 18-year-old girl in Ohio came home from college to surprise her mom.
Okay. Oh, no.
But her mom was so surprised, she shot her.
Oh, geez.
Thinking it was a burglary. Luckily, another woman, a bad shot, luckily.
Okay.
Daughter only got hit in the arm. She's going to be okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's got to be careful. Remember when I told you I used to climb up that railing and over the door, and then I could sneak into my room because it was a flat roof?
Yes.
And I would say, as I opened the door, hey, it's me.
Okay.
Because I always thought my dad or my mom would have a baseball bat ready to clock me on the head.
So you really didn't get to sneak in, did you?
Well, no. Well, it's not like it went, hey, it's me.
Yes, if they were there, they would have heard. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I love it. Listen to this guy named Patrick Eldridge. He's in Jacksonville, Florida, and he drives a little smart car. Well, he was preparing for Hurricane Dorian. He was afraid his little car might blow away. But his wife's car was already in the garage. So he just opened the double doors to his kitchen and parked his car inside.
Nice.
In the kitchen. Yeah.
They're that
tiny. I know. Good for you, man. Mm-hmm. And an 83-year-old New York grandmother, Hattie Retroage, I believe is her name. She's making headlines because she's on Tinder. And she wants to hook up with younger men, and apparently it's working. She's a former dancer. Mm-hmm. She was married for 25 years. She and her husband split. She says, and I quote, I try to sleep with as many young men as I can.
Good for her.
I know. Cougars, as I see them, are not beasts of prey. They are an exquisite animal. I'm never on the prowl. I never approach a man. Men always approach me.
Well, of course.
Is that a cougar?
That's like a really old cougar is what that is.
There's no other animal?
That's a cougar. Jeez, that's a platypus. That's what that is. Wow. She's currently dating a 33-year-old, by the way. Oh, that's what I call myself, a platypus.
How old is this woman?
We stay low to the ground.
83?
Yeah, 83 years
old. See? At that point, you say, yes, go for it. Go.
I agree.
Have fun.
I totally agree.
You don't look at her as a tramp or a...
Yeah. And when we're that age, we don't even get... We don't care what you're thinking.
Cares.
We have friends to talk about whatever we're thinking. You get... Go on. Get out of here. Go.
And she's tech savvy.
I know.
She knows how to use an app.
She's on Tinder.
That's the one thing that sticks out with Morty.
Well, yeah, she certainly is.
Yeah, she's tech savvy.
There's some maneuvering on Tinder. Believe me, there's some maneuvering on Tinder. Good on you, Grandma.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Short and sweet. meet a 6-year-old from Allendale. Wow, I'm sorry, my page just shifted on me. Allendale, South Carolina. She recently, pardon me, folks, yes. He saved for a trip to Disney World. He was saving up.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurricane Dorian hit. So he's decided to give that money. Jermaine said, I'm going to help out the evacuees. And, he gave all the money to help out those people who have been affected in South Carolina by Hurricane Dorian. And this is all the money that he and his family had saved up.
Wow.
To go to Disney World. And you got to save a lot of money to go to Disney World, people.
Yeah.
So he said it's okay. They put the money towards buying, listen to this, hot dogs, chips, and water for the evacuees. You know what? Good on you, man.
That's all you need.
I love it. That's all you need is right. Now he says he plans to go to Disney another time. He's just going to start saving all over again. So good for him.
Nice.
6 years old, baby.
Wonder how he sold it to his parents.
I know. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
For a while. I mean,
that's okay.
It's nice to do good.
Hot dogs, chips, and water.
Yeah, you wanted to do Harry Potter. You wanted to go to the Harry Potter.
I can wait.
Okay, all right. I mean, really, you're six.
Yeah.
So when they say you've got your whole life ahead of you.
They're going to be going sooner than they
can. Yeah, I have a feeling somebody's going to get wind of this.
It's a great story.
Guess what?
If you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. Just a recap of our show. Talked about those shows and movies you end up watching when you're sick, up all night, all alone.
Yes.
You get sucked in, don't you?
Sure do. Dirty Dancing. It's easy to pay attention to when you don't have to pay attention
to anybody else.
Right.
You're just right there. We also talked about how many times do you do.
Yeah.
And boy, this topic is blown up on our Facebook page.
Yes, it is, so to speak. If you want to check it out, I got news. Get some good advice.
Yes.
Make yourself feel better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Looking forward to tomorrow. We're actually going to share some of our conversation with Jenny Garth.
Yay!
Jenny Garth from Beverly Hills 90210. It's on tonight.
No, it was on last night.
Last night. But then the season finale
is... next Wednesday, yeah.
Are they going to continue this thing?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll share some of that for you tomorrow. Jenny Garth on the show. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, and have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.